This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishkin. And welcome to your weekly wellness roundup.
What are we going to bring today?
We've got wellness news.
Yes.
We've got TikTok trends.
Ooh.
We've got what is going up and what is going down.
In the wellness world.
Yeah. And in the fashion world.
Ooh. Which can also be used in the hashtag of self-care, can't it?
Definitely.
What we wear. I put on this very bright jumper this morning because I was feeling a little bit tetchy and a little bit fed up. So I thought, right, I need a bright colour, something that is reminds me that spring is eventually going to be coming.
Yes, and I did pretty much exactly the same. So we've both ended up in a white sweatshirt and jeans.
Yeah.
Bit weird, bit of psychic twinning dressing going on there.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But I'm down with it.
I'm here for it.
Also, it's my birthday today.
It's your birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
How are you feeling about being 50?
Oh, fuck off. I'll tell you in 4 years' time.
Well, we know how you feel about birthdays because if you haven't listened to last week's episode, Clubbers, then go back because we've done a whole episode on the complexity of birthdays.
Interrupting this episode very quickly to let you know about our book.
It's called Have You Tried This? And it's out now.
It's a one-stop shop to self-care, and it features only the very best of what Nicole and I have learned in 4 years of being in the trenches of the wellness world.
And it has loads of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing,
not one practice in the book will cost you a penny, but every practice in the book is going to help improve your mental health and your well-being.
It's out now and the link is in our show notes. I have got a TV recommendation.
Bring it!
It is called A Million Little Things. You're going to tell me, oh, I've seen it.
I haven't!
Well, let me tell you, I stumbled across it.
Yes!
Yesterday.
Yes!
And it's a bit like, do you remember Brothers and Sisters?
I loved that show more than life itself.
So it's a bit like Brothers and Sisters, but for a friendship group rather than a family.
Ended. Okay.
I often think about Brothers and Sisters.
What a show.
What a show. And the whole first episode kicks off with one of the guys committing suicide.
Sounds like a depressing version of 30-something. Also an amazing show.
Never seen it.
Oh, well, now like we're not even 30-something anymore.
It's got a little bit, it does go back in time a little bit of a This Is Us vibe. But not as nostalgic as This Is
Us. Okay, okay.
But as emotional.
What channel, please?
I think it's Drama.
Drama? You really were scrolling.
Yeah. No, someone recommended it. Can't remember who.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, thank you.
Mm.
And I searched for it. And so when I went to find the channel last night, it does say Sky Drama.
Sky Drama. Okay. Thanks.
It is so good. I watched 5 episodes yesterday.
Bloody hell.
And I cried in every single one.
Oh, I don't want to cry. Like nice cry or like ugly cry?
Some of it's sad, some of it's really touching.
Okay.
But you get very invested very quickly in all the characters.
Thank you, because I'm really at a loss. All my shows are ending.
Oh my God, I'm so happy you're going to love it.
And,
there's like 4 seasons. There might even be more.
Oh.
So we're in.
We're in for the long haul.
We're in.
Okay.
You know? Very happy.
Great. Yeah. While we're on the subject of TV, let's just do it.
Yeah.
There's a 3-part drama on ITV Monday to Wednesday of this week It's called Breathtaking. Have you heard about this?
I haven't ever heard about anything with TV because I take all of my recommendations now from you, okay. Other than this, well, A Million Little Things.
This isn't my recommendation. This is actually Jackie's recommendation.
Jackie is Lauren's mother.
Correct. It's based on Rachel Clark's memoir of her experiences as an NHS consultant, and it's the new Jed Mercurio show. So you know it's going to be good.
I don't know who Jed Mercurio is.
He does like Line of Duty. You may have heard of it.
I've seen it. Yeah. I have seen what writes it.
Yeah. So it stars Joanne Froggatt of Downton fame, and she plays the doctor and she sort of makes her rounds, and it's all about that time in COVID when there wasn't PPE. It's full on.
No,
it's full on.
No, you lost me at COVID.
I don't care. Unbelievable.
It's too recent. No.
Actually, it was 4 years ago.
Well, that is still recent and I do not want to be reliving the horror of what we lived through. I'm just not interested.
Apparently it's incredible. Okay, what about this? The Jury murder trial. It's Monday, Channel 4, 9 o'clock. And it is two juries watching a real life murder case, but the names and dates have been changed and it's reenacted by actors. But it's played over 4 nights and it's a word by word restaging of a trial of a man accused of murdering his wife. And it's about, will the two groups of jurors come to the same verdict, or will this experiment expose problems and fluctuations in the pursuit of justice?
Now that sounds great.
It does, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, I'm now busy. Sorry, with A Million Little Things. What am I going to do?
Don't know. This is only 4 episodes.
Okay. And I started Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know, I only have so many hours in a day.
Curb, you've got like 12 seasons.
I know,
years.
But you can only take them as and when. I watched like 4 episodes and then I watched a couple more and I'm like, okay, I'm a bit done with this. I need like a week off.
Well, I only have a week. I only get to watch it once a week.
Which is great.
Series 12 is only on a Monday night. So that's
You know
exciting.
How some TV programs are, you need to binge.
Yes. And some, to get into it.
Yeah. And some you don't. Yeah. I feel like Curb, you don't need to binge
it. You can really watch one and be very satisfied.
Yeah.
Tell us about what's going on in the wellness news this week. Oh, it's a bit of a weird old story.
Gastric band hypnosis.
Yeah.
What? It sounds far too easy a fix to be true, and could it really work? Regular bariatric surgery entails placing an adjustable band around the top of the stomach, restricting the amount of food that can enter. Yes, this is a very old procedure.
Yeah.
It's available on the NHS for those with a very high BMI or obesity-related health conditions. Gastric band hypnosis works by tricking the brain into thinking your body has undergone the surgery.
Ooh.
Yeah. This feels not okay. The risks are lower, obviously, because you don't have to go through the surgery. Instead of going under the knife, you enter a meditative calm. In hypnotherapy, you're getting your client into a very relaxed state. When your body is this relaxed, your conscious mind relaxes too. This is where hypnotherapy can gain access to your subconscious mind. This is weird.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Some clinical research has shown that inducing a deep state of relaxation through hypnotherapy can relieve pain and anxiety. Yes, it can aid smoking cessation, weight loss and sleep. But there isn't enough evidence to justify it being offered on the NHS. Dr. Andrew Jenkinson, a Harley Street bariatric surgeon and the author of How to Eat, says there is a reason why you probably have heard of weight loss drugs such as Wegovy. I haven't heard of any of them.
It's exactly the same as Empix, just another brand name.
But not gastric band hypnosis. Things that are popular tend to work, he says. If gastric band hypnotherapy worked, it would be mainstream. Some hypnotherapists pair virtual surgery with aversion therapy, in which hypnosis rewires your reaction to unhealthy food. Patients are asked to imagine the taste of their favourite biscuit and then mix with the taste of dog poo.
Oh my God. I mean, if they could do that for me with bread, I'd be like a size 4.
No, there's nothing wrong with bread. There's nothing wrong with bread.
I just love it. I love it. I love it.
You wouldn't be a size 4 because you don't eat anything in excess.
I don't.
So when you make that much difference.
Imagine that if you, every time you thought about your very favourite food and you tasted it, it tasted like dog poo.
Well, I have been to hypnosis before for my sweet tooth.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yes, it did. It worked for about a month.
Oh my God, I must send Ollie.
And it didn't deter, it didn't put in a different taste when I went to eat chocolate. Mm. There wasn't that association. Mm. I just didn't have a sweet craving.
Oh my God.
So I didn't eat it.
I need to send Ollie to this.
But then I probably needed to go back and I didn't go back.
Yeah.
And so then I started eating chocolate again.
Right.
Okay, okay.
But it's like with anything. It's like if you go to an osteopath because you've got a bad back and you go once,
it's not
it
help.
Might fix it for 3 weeks, but yeah. you're going to need to go back, right? Yeah. I think it's the same sort of thing.
You know, there's been a 40% increase in clients seeking hypnotherapy for weight loss since COVID. Everyone got very fat stuck in their houses and they drank a lot and they ate a lot and they were depressed and stressed and everything else.
Yeah, you know the quickest way to lose weight though, don't you? Is to move more and eat less calories.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not actually complicated.
It's not a miracle.
It's not. And so people always ask, don't they? Oh, what are you eating? Like if someone's lost weight, what have you eaten?
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Everyone's looking at this.
What's the miracle?
Yeah, what's the magic trick?
Yeah.
That you have suddenly lost weight. You have to burn more than you eat.
Yeah.
That's it.
And every single diet, whatever the diet is, regardless, keto, whatever, it's all about however you're doing it, doing slightly less. IF, you're just restricting your hours, so you're going to eat less. Keto, you're eating less
food. It's not eating less food.
It's less calories.
It's less calories. So that is a big difference because you can actually eat a lot more food, probably, but you can keep your calories lower.
But it's all, eventually it all boils down to the same thing, doesn't it? Less in, more out.
Less calories in, but not less food in. So I think
more
there's a big misconception there with that. Because people think, oh, if I go on a diet, I'm not allowed to eat or I can't eat. But actually, if you don't eat, then your body will start
holding on to the fat.
Because it's scared of being starved.
Yeah.
So that's not good either. But it really is quite simplistic. It's not easy, but it is simple.
I don't think I fancy a gastric band hypnosis particularly.
I mean, I do know a couple of people that have had the gastric band.
I do too.
It didn't work.
Oh, it did work for everyone I know. Like one woman, I didn't see her for a few months. I did not know it was her. I mean, she must have lost 6 stone. She was a completely different person.
Was she ever able to eat normally again?
Not really. Because if she did eat like a proper meal, she just vomited.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And I remember this guy that had it done. And he basically, because he couldn't swallow very much and he had a very small stomach,
yeah.
he used to just eat ice cream.
Oh, not ideal.
So it didn't work.
Right.
And then right. he had it reversed.
Oh,
the
thing was she actually had to lose like 2 or 3 stone before she was even allowed to have the surgery.
Yeah.
So this was like a long process.
They have to drink those drinks, don't they?
Yes. But it was amazingly transformative for her. And I know 2 other people who've had it done and it also was successful for them. Yeah.
And they pleased they had it done because I think it's quite a lifestyle shift.
Yeah, I think so. It was amazing.
It's a tough route to go down.
For sure. Yeah.
But obviously, if you need to lose weight and you are incredibly overweight and it's impacting your health, I get it.
Yeah, she did it for health reasons and it did work.
Yeah. Okay. So
wow.
I'm not into that.
You're not?
No. Are you?
No.
And then I think like, God, what else could they hypnotize you over?
Anything. I'd quite like to be hypnotized over my motorway fear.
But that is a perfect... That is a perfect thing to go to hypnotherapy for.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that would really help you.
It might. I don't know how I respond to hypnotherapy. I've never had it.
Mm. Yeah, well, who knows? But it would be a good route to go down because the EFT helped you.
Yeah, it did, actually.
So I think it probably could because you're sort of rewiring those neural pathways, aren't you?
Mm.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/selfcareclub.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/selfcareclub, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/selfcareclub.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Anyway, what's going up? Bernese Mountain Dogs and Mini Dachshunds, it says. So now there's like trends for breeds. Well, there's always trends for breeds, aren't there?
There are trends for breeds. And Bernese Mountain Dogs, you know, they're 50 kilograms. Like, that ain't no small pup.
They're a bit slobbery, Bernese Mountain Dogs.
I have to say they are gorgeous, but they are massive. Very popular at the moment.
There's one Bernese Mountain Dog and he is gorgeous and I see him in the woods quite often.
Yeah. Is he called Tommy? I know one called Tommy.
I don't know what his name is.
Oh.
All I know is that whenever we see him, he loves Miley and he's very sweet with her, but he always slobbers all over her.
He would drown her. She's so little.
And I can't stand it because whenever he's a gorgeous dog and they're... The owner, no idea of her name either. She's also lovely.
Yeah.
But whenever I see them, and she talks a lot, so we're with him a lot. So there's a lot of slobber happening on the
Does
dog.
Does she think it's raining when she's with him?
I can't. Sometimes she gets an old tissue out of her pocket and she starts wiping my dog.
Is it like Ghostbusters when she's slimed on?
You know what?
It's like the end of Ghostbusters.
It is a little bit.
Yeah.
So now I avoid the Bernese Mountain Dog. And I just don't understand why anyone would get a slobbery dog.
I don't mind so much.
You'd get a slobbery dog.
I do love those dogs. That's too big for me. I love a big dog, but that's too big for me.
Would you want a dog that slobbers?
I don't really care about dog slobber particularly. It's not an issue in my life. I don't mind.
No, because he doesn't slobber.
Mine doesn't really slobber. No, he does drip water everywhere when he has a drink.
Let me tell you something. If you get a dog that slobbers, it's going to be an issue.
You won't be friends.
Being in my house.
Oh, okay.
I can't have slobber all over my house. I just can't.
Well, mini Dachshunds are also going up. They're very popular. Lots of people in cities want a small dog. But of course, the flip of that is that some dogs are going out. Scotty dogs, you know, little Scotty dogs. You know, the ones that are on the Monopoly board and on shortbread tins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only 400 were bred last year. They're actually like almost endangered.
They're an absolute fortune then.
They're like almost endangered. No one wants them anymore. So they're going down.
Oh dear God. Okay, so they're going down.
I'll tell you what else is going up.
What?
I don't know how you feel about this. They are all the rage. Banana yellow shoes.
That's so funny. I saw someone in the gym yesterday with banana yellow shoes.
Well, they are on trend.
All in black.
Mm-hmm.
And she had these banana yellow shoes on. And I looked at them and I thought, I get it, but I don't know how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are the shade of the moment. Boots, trainers and heels. They're all over the catwalks. They're everywhere.
I mean, I do like the colour yellow.
I do too.
I've got yellow heels.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, you need to be wearing them now, today, this week.
Does it go with everything? Are we allowed to wear it with anything?
I think it goes with neutrals. I actually saw a pair of bright yellow Nikes yesterday and I thought, they are amazing.
Adam will be all over this. He loves a bright trainer.
He does. He has a lot of like red, I've noticed.
Yeah, and turquoise, and he loves a bright trainer. So he'll love this.
They are going up.
Great. Loving that. Storing your Chupa Chups lollipop in a leather Fendi case. This is going up.
Have you seen this?
No.
Have you seen it? It's all over social media. It's everywhere. So Kim Jones, who is the artistic director for Fendi, on his fall, i.e. autumn, winter 2024 runway show in Milan, all the models came down the runway with these leather handbags, with these brightly coloured leather lollipop holders attached to the handbag, like almost like a handbag charm. And inside them was a real Chupa Chups lolly.
I love a Chupa Chup.
And some of them even had like it as a necklace on like a leather band with like the Chupa Chups
thing.
They
do need a comeback, Chupa Chups. I mean, where the hell have they been? Or am I just an adult now?
You're an adult now. They're made of the brand's Solaria leather, a handmade material with macro top stitching. And they take 6 times as long to make compared to machine produced products.
Can I tell you what else is going up on this subject? Because yeah. I saw it in Grazia yesterday.
Go on.
Accessories for your accessory, which are actual bag charms.
Yes.
So that you're hanging them off. You like put them on the hand.
Yes.
You put it on the handbag handle.
Yeah.
And it like just sits there.
So Fendi do another one, which is, I don't know if you know what I mean, a fortune teller. You know, you used to fold the paper and then you'd like do it back and forward
My
with your fingers.
Kids used to do it all
and
the
then
time.
Open it up. Okay, so they're doing a Fendi leather fortune teller handbag charm, which is £350, which I'm guessing is about the same price as this Chupa Chups leather accessory. It's the stupidest thing
but
I've ever seen in my
question?
Life.
You've got to have an expensive bag to put it on because you're not going to put it on like your ASOS handbag because that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, you hang it off your Fendi. So it's like, I can afford a Fendi and I can also afford £500 on some fucking lollipop holder to hang off my Fendi handbag. It's going up. It's on trend.
Well, it's on trend for who? Because I'm not going to do that.
Well, I'm not either. A, because it's too expensive. B, because it's stupid. And C, because I don't eat lollipops because I'm not three.
But it's not just Chupa Chups. It's just all charms. I saw like there was this Kit Kat charm and there were like these all different charms in Grazia.
Cool.
Is it?
Don't know. Not for me, it's not.
It feels very faddy.
I feel it feels like this.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
What is going down?
Scotty Dogs.
And you know what else?
The pill.
The pill. The pill is going down.
Wow.
You know, there were 432,000 prescriptions for the pill in 2014. And by 2021, there were only 188,000. It's a decrease because who can do that maths? Of 56%. I couldn't do that maths.
AI can.
4,000 women were polled in this documentary last year called The Pill Revolution, and it found that 77% of women had experienced effects like weight gain, headaches, lowered mood, and also, ironically, lowered libido when they were on the pill.
Is that why it's going down?
Yes, because young women, God bless the young women these days, are better than our generation and basically just don't want to accept it in their lives. And why the fuck should they?
I mean, I haven't been on the pill since I had my kids.
Yes, same. So I had...
And I wasn't on the pill for very long and it never agreed with me. And why I carried on with it, I have got no idea.
I was on it for 10 years and it suited me beautifully and I had no problems. And then after I had the kids, I tried to go back on it and it just didn't suit me anymore. Obviously, having children changed my hormones, changed my body. And I felt really like I always felt a bit flat on it and I was really hungry all the time. And it just wasn't, I just didn't feel quite myself.
No.
So I came off it. But there's a recent video on TikTok showing a young woman unfolding the list that comes with the pill packet and all the possible side effects. It is so big, this list. She says she could use it as a blanket. And the video basically spread and it kickstarted a trend. But because it's TikTok, there's also a lot of misinformation and a lot of fear mongering. And people are saying things like it's this generation's cigarettes. And other people are saying like, all I do is track my cycle and it works. And a lot of wellness influencers are basically slagging off the pill. But...
It isn't just for contraception. It can be used to balance your hormones. It could be used for skin problems. There's a lot of reasons to go on the pill.
But I think a lot of girls of our generation would just put on it for all of the above reasons. Oh, it will regulate your periods. Oh, it will sort out your skin. Or you won't get pregnant. And it was like this blanket thing. But no one really looked into the many, many, many side effects. And you know, ironically, there has been a pill for men. It was invented a long, long time ago.
Never even heard of it.
Right. It had 1/3 of the amount of side effects that the women's pill has, but that was decreed not good enough for men to take because there were too many side effects. 1/3 of what we have.
Are we surprised?
Not really, but also it pisses me off. But the problem with this, everyone's coming off the pill thing, is that young girls are using just condoms or cycle tracking, and it's actually led to a growing number of women and girls under 20 getting pregnant, and abortion rates are also at a record high.
Jeez.
In fact, they are the highest since 1968 when records began. So, as always with everything, it's a bit of a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Well, I do think we're much more informed and educated about our hormones and what's good for us and what isn't. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a positive thing. We
Agreed.
Just need a bit more of a solution to this. Why can't young women go on have the coil?
Well, because if you haven't had children, it can be extremely uncomfortable to have it fitted. Of course you can, but it's not like the top thing they would advise if you haven't yet given birth vaginally. That's why. So
again, here we find ourselves in a bit of a quandary.
There isn't really a perfect solution.
In the world of women's wellness.
Yeah, there isn't some magic thing. I mean, the pill was the most freeing and amazing invention for women of that generation. It was wonderful, but there are side effects.
Did you hear about the care package that was given out by some train company as a bit of a, I don't really know what it was. It was a menopausal care package.
Mm-hmm.
And in it were things like, I don't know what's made me think of this, but in it were things like a paperclip so that you hold it all together, a gummy so you don't bite anybody's head off. What else was in there?
A pen. Wasn't there a pen?
Oh, yes. A pen so that you can write things down for all the things that you'll forget. Like a really condescending care package.
How fucking patronising.
How fucking patronising.
Was this for the employees of the train company
yes.
who were going through the menopause?
Yes. And
right.
I think it was supposed to be a bit of a joke.
Mm.
But that was totally, that was a man's idea. Because there's no other woman who was actually going through the menopause that would have found that particularly funny.
I mean, it's not in the least bit funny. Now you're saying that, Ollie sent me a WhatsApp yesterday, which was a headline that he'd read that he sent to me. Menopausal women don't need quiet rooms. We need HRT. And it was basically about how employers, are completely like missing the point. And they are trying to make reasonable adjustments, such as providing fans and cooler uniforms and quiet rooms for perimenopausal and menopausal women. But basically, it's about how they're kind of helping them along, but they're not really helping eliminate the symptoms of perimenopause and menopause by encouraging HRT and information and women helping themselves. Because imagine if we were like, oh, Nicole, I can see that you're perimenopausal symptoms.
Why
really
don't you go to a quiet room?
A bit
room?
Overwhelming today. Why don't you just go into the quiet room in James's studio and sort yourself out and then you'll feel better?
I mean, that would be so horrible.
And also in any way helpful whatsoever.
No, because I'm going to sit there fuming.
Or whatever. Or cry or have a hot flush or whatever it is.
I do think things like the breathable uniforms are imperative.
I think that's really important.
Absolutely imperative. And there just needs to be some sort of more education, which is happening, around how to be a little bit more, I don't know, generous in spirit in a woman that might be struggling that day. Because there is, listen, I'm going through it on a daily basis. It's different at the moment and it's hard. And I don't have to walk into an office and have a boss or any of those things. But, and I'm very aware of how I feel and where I'm putting it on other people, but it's fucking hard. And to have someone being condescending that I need a paperclip or a gummy or a pen or a quiet room, none of those things are helpful because this is a very real thing and it's a journey and it's a tough one.
I actually think I'd probably stab someone with that pen is what I'd do with it.
If I was given that now, I would have felt so disrespected.
It's beyond.
Yeah.
It's beyond. It's like saying to a man who's balding and who's got a paunch, like giving them some shapewear and a wig in a bag.
But exactly. But they never have to have the shapewear or a wig. We're the ones that have to do that. They never have to hide their paunch. We do. Yeah! Power to the women.
I want to bring you a TikTok trend.
Is it a bit lighter hearted?
Yes, it is.
Good.
It's called, do you have a high or low face?
Okay.
I had not heard of this until yesterday, right? The latest theory sweeping the social media platform, TikTok, obvs, is about how much high and low visual weight your face has. This refers to three things: how pronounced your bone structure is, how large or small your facial features are, and how full your features are. So to give it some context, people with stronger, larger features are high, have a high face, and people with small, less prominent features have a low face. So to test it out, Angelina Jolie, high or low?
High.
Correct. Hailey Bieber, high or low?
Low.
Yes. Michaela Cole.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, that amazing actress from I Will Destroy You and Chewing Gum.
High.
High. Yes. Miley Cyrus.
No idea. Low.
Low. Okay, you get it. You get it.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you've got prominent, bigger features, you're high. Less
smaller,
prominent. Low.
Yes, correct.
So you and I reckon are high.
I think so.
You're
too.
Definitely high.
Definitely. I think you are.
Yeah, I think I am.
I think you are. So far, videos tagged hashtag low visual weight have been viewed over 63.5 million times on TikTok.
Low visual weight.
And the hashtag high visual weight has had 164 million views. Okay, so it's about how to apply your makeup according to this high-low thing.
Great. Ready?
Okay.
And is this going to be according to, like, you know, sometimes your makeup just goes on great and sometimes it just doesn't.
No. It's like a cheat code in how to look great depending on the high or low quality of your face. So those with a high weight face are supposed to wear, which is why I'm so happy you wore the red lip today, bolder, more dramatic, glamorous products. And if you have a lower visual weight face, your makeup should be more natural and enhance your assets in a sort of balanced way.
I'm quite surprised, actually.
You thought it would be the opposite.
Yeah.
It's not.
But actually, you look great in a red lip. But do you ever do like a bold eye? You don't really.
No, this is the point. You and I are supposed to go bold.
You wouldn't do a bold eye and a bold lip.
Well, apparently so. This is the cheat code. I'm going to give it to you.
I'm not going to walk around with a fucking smoky eye all day, every day, am I? It's
Why?
A bit weird.
You look great.
Oh, what, to sit at your house? I'm going to do a whole number on my eyes.
I'd love it.
Would you?
I would love it. Would you? Okay, high face.
Listen, some days you don't even put a bra on, but you expect me to do a smoky eye?
You always put a bra on if you're coming home. Okay, high face. Go dark on the eyes. Inky blacks, deep blues, rich purples, and lots of lash. I love lots of lash. All about the lash. Low, you want like those nice taupey colours and maybe brown mascara instead of black, right?
Would you ever use a brown mascara?
No, but I do use brown eyeliner sometimes.
Brown eyeliner is very different. I do too.
No, I would never. I would never. But then I have high face, not low face.
So. I don't know anyone that uses a brown mascara.
I don't.
My mum went through a phase of using a blue mascara.
Oh, yeah.
That was very 80s.
I have a friend who still uses one now.
Yeah, it's weird.
I always notice it on her
it's
and
weird.
I'm like, it's
I used to have a friend that used one and I was always quite transfixed by it. Why are you pitting?
My mum, now you've said that, I've remembered my mum in the 80s also used to wear it. My mum has blue eyes. She used to wear navy blue mascara.
I think the whole point of mascara is to broaden your eyes
yeah.
and make them an eye, right?
Yeah.
Make them look bigger.
Yeah.
But if you're putting blue mascara on them, I don't get the point of it.
Well, you're certainly drawn to them, aren't you? Because you do notice
but
it.
But not in a good way.
I don't know.
It's not like, oh, she's got blue mascara on. That looks great. It's like, oh, she's got blue mascara on. Why?
Is she an extra in Flashdance?
What is going on?
Is and she one of the strippers?
What did you woke up this morning and thought, oh, I fancy blue mascara. Like, how does that happen?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? It's a strange decision process.
It's just giving me 80s leg warmer vibes. Very Fame, Flashdance.
It is.
Perm.
I mean,
leotard.
Do makeup houses still sell blue
yes,
mascara?
Yes, totally. And purple and
so
green.
What, Charlotte Tilbury sells blue mascara?
I don't know if Charlotte Tilbury does, but definitely Lancôme do.
But they're a much older makeup house.
That's true. That
so
is
I wonder
true.
If the newer ones.
Stock it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder if it's in Sephora.
I bet it is. Basically, you and I are doing it right. So with lips, you go bold, you line them. With low face, you go with nudes and glosses. And with your actual face makeup, high, you do sculpt your cheekbones with cool toned contours.
But doesn't that make it all look harder?
I think that's the point. You're just like exaggerating
your features. You're exaggerating your features.
Yes.
So, oh, okay.
And with a low face, you're going to do blusher and a soft bronzer.
So it's about being more than.
Yes.
Love it. Love it. I'm all about being more than. And something we spoke about on last week's show is about taking up space. Well, just do it on your face.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've covered it all today. I mean, what more is there to do? We've done menopause. We've done the pill.
We've done feminism.
We've done makeup. Yeah. We've done dogs.
We've done accessories for accessories.
We've done TV. I think we've really given our all this Friday.
What a great epilogue.
Let's go and have some birthday cake.
Let's do it.